Good morning, Doctor. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
So is it true that frogs can help combat the Zika virus?
Well, I think they probably can, but not in the way that you would think.
Okay.
So keeping a pet frog in your house is very unlikely to have any effect on the number of mosquitoes, because most frogs are so big that eating a mosquito would kind of be a waste of their time.
Okay.
So there was one study that looked at the diet of about 1,000 frogs in Germany, and they found that only 1% of their diet was mosquitoes. So although they might nab the occasional one, I would not use a pet frog as a frontline defense against mosquito-borne diseases.
Right, so only 1% of their diet. What do frogs mostly eat then?
Bigger things. So anything invertebrate-wise, usually, that's big enough to fit in their mouth. They don't do a lot of thinking, but they just see something crawling in front of them and they just go for it. So the occasional mosquito, but most of the time, if you think of your average-sized frog or toad and your average-sized mosquito, it's probably not even worth their energy doing the initial jump. So very small baby frogs and toads probably makes up a larger proportion of their diet. But actually, where the real battleground between mosquitoes and amphibians is actually in the larval stages. So it's within the ponds outside.
Yes, explain a bit more about that. How does that sort of work, and how can it be used to sort of stop mosquito-borne viruses and diseases?
Well, mosquito larvae breed in, well, mosquitoes breed in the same kind of ponds and temporary water around our houses and in suburbia that actually frogs do, and they breed at the same time of year as well, so usually when it rains and things fill up with temporary water. So it's in these sort of temporary habitats, water-filled habitats, that there's a battle going on. So there is some direct eating of mosquito eggs and larvae by tadpoles. Some are incredibly voracious. Some tadpoles will actually go through and clean up all the eggs or all the larvae. And then there's also a bit of competition going on, so they eat the same kind of foods. And so actually by having tadpoles in the water, there's not as many mosquito larvae that survive. And more interestingly to me anyway, there's actually potentially a bit of chemical warfare going on.
Whoa.
So even the tadpoles that are the most common tadpoles in Sydney, the striped marsh frogs, they actually seem to secrete something that actually is a bit of chemical warfare against mosquito larvae. So they're pretty cool and can have big effects. And I guess the biggest thing of all is that just by having tadpoles and healthy frog populations with tadpoles in our waterways around our homes, sometimes mosquitoes won't even bother breeding in water with tadpoles. They just, like, obviously fly right up, realize that there's too many things that are going to eat their babies, and fly away. So by having healthy frog populations around our homes, we're likely to be having a good impact on reducing infectious diseases borne by mosquitoes.
Yeah, so that sounds like a really sort of great plan. So are there any current actions to promote frog and toad breeding in order to sort of decrease and sort of muscle out mosquitoes around Sydney or around Australia that you know of?
Not that I know of, but certainly breeding, you know, having healthy frog populations is something that is an aim of a lot of restoration projects. And certainly it seems a lot better to me than the other tactic that's been tried in many places, unfortunately, including Australia a long time ago, is introducing exotic mosquito predatory fish, which are actually really aggressive, and they don't just eat mosquitoes, they eat our native frog larvae as well. So I think just by boosting the health of our native frog species, we might actually be doing ourselves a very big service in terms of our health.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's only been a couple of Zika cases, I think, here in Australia. But what diseases and viruses are we more likely to suffer from mosquitoes in this country?
In this country, in the north, obviously, you even get the occasional dengue. But we certainly have all sorts of, like, Balmer forest virus and things. And increasingly, I think with climate change and just environmental change, we're going to be seeing more and more of these mosquito-borne viruses and other diseases. So it's a definite insurance policy. It can't hurt at all to be keeping our amphibian populations healthy.
Absolutely. Well, what a great, really fascinating chat. Thanks so much, Jodie.
Thank you very much.
That is Dr. Jodie Rowley, coordinator at the Australian Museum Research Institute, talking to us about frogs and how they can be used, not in the way you think as well, to battle mosquitoes, which carry deadly and terrible diseases like the Zika virus, through a bit of chemical warfare and other sort of tactics as well, especially ferocious tadpoles, which is pretty amazing.